95% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I tell you like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Beast of the Planet, is Monday!
Yes, it's Monday, back to the work week.
Absolutely, damn it.
I'm not gonna lie, I had a great Sunday yesterday. I stayed my ass in bed all day. I got about 9 hours of sleep.
That's
I feel
nice.
Rested. I feel recharged.
You only do that on Sunday?
Yeah, I only do that on Sunday.
I do that on Saturday and Sunday.
Nah, Sunday I'll do that. Saturday I'm usually running around. This Saturday I was actually in Boston. I actually took my nephew. He's gone. He was here for the
he's
week
gone.
For spring break.
He was getting
up every morning coming to work with you.
Yeah, he just said he just wanted to feel what it was to work and to be consistent. Stop it.
He better enjoy not. Yeah. He was in here sleeping.
And to go to the clubs and all that stuff. So he had a great time. He eats. When I say he eats a lot, he eats a lot.
Yeah, he's a young college boy, man.
My goodness. Every morning he had 2 bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel.
Who had to pay for that?
Oh, me. I paid for his stuff while he was here.
You act like you didn't
he
eat like that when you was in college.
I know, that's what I said. You act like you didn't eat like that when we first started the show.
You can't eat like that now because you're a little older. Get a little round
you
the
want
middle.
To.
Yeah.
So anything set you off?
I had a good time, man. I had a good time this weekend. What you guys do this weekend?
I had a good weekend running errands. I actually was home this weekend, someplace I never get to be. So I got a brand new iPhone. I got the red iPhone 7 Plus. That's promoting AIDS research.
Right,
so I did that. I wanted to make sure I did that. So I got the new iPhone. Finally, I'm the type of person who will keep my phone until it falls apart. Even though I get the free upgrade, I just never feel like going through the trouble of backing it up and doing all that. So I did that. And then it was a lot of birthdays. My friend Paris, her mom drove up from D.C. It was her mom's birthday.
Okay.
So we hung out with her. And then my best friend Santi was her son's 3rd birthday party. So I went over there for that.
Oh,
it was like
man.
All taking care of family business.
And you, Charlamagne?
I was home all weekend resting.
Your cocks are doing pretty good, bro.
Listen, bro. Hey. Drop one of the clues bombs for the South Carolina Gamecocks.
My goodness.
In the Final Four.
Who expected that?
That's my wife's alma mater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was a cheerleader for the basketball team and the football team. So we've been rooting for the Cocks for a long time. Okay, go Cocks. And I got a new book called Ego Is My Enemy. I've been reading that all weekend. It's a really good book.
Now, I know this is going to sound funny. I know y'all going to make fun of me, but this is part of my weekend, too. So my daughter had to go to a Sweet 16, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this was the first time she put on high heels, right?
Really?
Yeah, like high heels. I mean,
I'm surprised.
She's 15. I mean, the first time she wore like 5-inch or 6-inch heels.
Her mother
right?
is Gia. I'm surprised that she's not
this is
worn
the first
high
time.
Heels.
She had little kitten heels or she had real heels?
She had real heels this
like
time.
Like 6-inch?
Okay. Pair of Christian Louboutin heels, right?
Why you starting her off so early?
I'm going to tell you. Well, no, she was going to Sweet 16. She went with her mother. So, Gia was getting ready. So, I was watching her walk in the crib. I'm like, you look kind of like a robot. So I'm like, yo, let me show you how to walk, right?
Wow. Okay, Envy.
But, I mean, I didn't put no heels on. But I'm a dad. I'm like, yo, you got to walk with swag. I'm like, so I'm walking with her, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, yo, when you walk, act like you're waving to people. Like,
no.
Ready, drop top. Like, I'm walking with her.
Why would she walk like that? That sounds crazy. Why would she wave to people?
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to make it comfortable when you walk. You can't walk in heels. She was walking like a robot. I'm like, you wave to people like you're the president. Like, hey, how you doing?
I'm going
to
be honest with you, man.
It sounds crazy.
Between you admitting that and admitting that you get fingers in your butt on Friday, you a bitch-ass nigga, dog.
I know what it is. I didn't admit I get fingers in the butt. You admitted you get fingers in the butt numerous times.
But I ain't put the heels on, too, though.
I didn't say I put heels on.
When you get the fingers in the butt and put the heels on, bro.
I didn't put no heels. You know what?
You just set Beige Brothers back, man.
I didn't say I put
Jesus
the heels on.
Christ.
I just said she had, you know
well,
what?
It sounds like a new show coming, Envy's
wow.
Drag Race.
Drag Race.
Wow.
You know what?
Wow.
You'll see when you get your daughter get a little older, you see her walking.
No,
you know,
I won't. She got a mother to show her how to walk.
Her mother was getting her mother showed it. You know what? Forget
you. You out of your
but
mind.
But Emmy does it better.
You just jumped out the window.
You know
you
what?
On your own, you on your own this morning, beige boy.
I didn't put on no. I just tell us. You know what? Front page news, what we talking about?
We are going to talk about United Airlines. People are up in arms over them not letting some young girls on the flight because they had on leggings. Also,
so they wouldn't let Envy on with heels.
Also in Cincinnati, a nightclub shooting will tell tell you what happened.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you feel blessed, you had a great weekend, you want to spread some positivity this Monday, call us now. Maybe it's your birthday, whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. Now, let's get in some front page news. NCAA, Final Four games this Saturday. South Carolina is playing Gonzaga, and North Carolina plays Oregon. All right?
Drop one of Clues Bonds for the South Carolina Gamecocks, damn it. Salute to everybody in the 803.
Those guys are balling. I'm
everybody that listens to us on Hot 103.9 in Columbia, South Carolina. I used to do radio there
Let's talk about what happened with United Airlines.
Right, in United Airlines, a woman was tweeting. Her name is Shannon Watts. She's the founder of the anti-gun violence group Moms Demand Action. She tweeted about seeing a United gate agent that refused to allow girls on the flight because they were in leggings. That flight was from Denver to Minneapolis. They said spandex is not allowed. She tweeted, I guess at United, not letting women wearing athletic wear. Now, United initially responded that they have the right to refuse passengers who are not properly clothed. And people were upset about that because leggings are everyday wear. I wear leggings all the time. A lot of women do. A lot of women wear that, you know, as athletic wear, going to the flight, whatever. But what happened was this, according to sources. They said the young girls were actually part of the... They get the free travel passes.
So it's like a buddy pass. Yeah.
So apparently when you... get those, you have to present yourself in a certain way because you're representing the employees of the airline, and they don't allow that type of dress. So for an average person flying, it would have been fine, but because these young girls were flying
buddy pass
on a family pass,
any employee that lets you get their buddy pass or their family pass will tell you that they'd be like, you're dress appropriate.
You have to wear clothing that looks neat and professional. So that means you can't wear any lycra, no spandex tops, no anything like that.
That used to be the thing because they used to be like, listen, you got to dress appropriate because it's my job on the line. Don't go in there looking crazy.
You have to be polite because they said that.
Absolutely.
When you go and you go on one of those buddy passes or a family pass, you have to be cool.
I had a buddy pass back in the day, and they used to make me wear a jacket. You had to wear a jacket.
A blazer?
Like a blazer.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
what you had to do to get a cheap flight.
I'm older than a lot of people, than probably a lot of people listening to this show, but back in the day when these kids had buddy passes, or they'd let you hold their buddy passes, that's all they would tell us. Put on your blazer, make sure you dress appropriate, act nice to the people, because my job's on the line.
Absolutely.
So I think that story got blown out of proportion.
It did.
I think
yesterday.
So, too. Now, what happened in Cincinnati?
In Cincinnati, there was a nightclub shooting. A nightclub was Cameo Nightclub in Cincinnati. It was shortly after 1 a.m. Sunday morning. A DJ kept calling for security over and over. Apparently, there were about 20 gunshots in the club. One person was killed. And 15 people were wounded. The slain man has been identified. O'Brien Spikes is his name. He was 27 years old. Now, there are still several victims that are undergoing surgery. I told you 15 people were wounded. So they are still investigating. They don't have any suspects in custody, but they're interviewing witnesses right now.
They said there was two cops at the door and two cops in the parking lot.
Right. They're not allowed to be inside the club. I guess they hired those security to be outside.
Right. Wow. All right. Well, that's front page news. We'll do Trump next hour. We're running out of time. But tell them why you're mad.
800-585-1051.
If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend, a effed up weekend, whatever it may be.
Happy Monday.
If you just want to vent.
Just a reminder that your taxes are due soon for everybody that hasn't done their taxes yet. Let's get it together.
All right. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Joy. How are you?
Hey, Joy, tell them why you mad, mama.
Oh, God. So I was my sister's matron of honor at her wedding, right? For July 14th coming up. So I went out to sit down with my other two sisters. So one of my sisters posted a picture of us. She sent me a message on Sunday morning at 2:40 in the morning telling me my services are no longer needed at her wedding. She kicked me out the wedding.
Whoa.
Wow, she kicked you out the wedding. And that's your real sister?
That's my sister, Kim. Yeah, she kicked me out the wedding.
How do you feel?
Well,
what
did you do to get kicked out, though?
I was with my other two sisters.
How do you feel about that this morning, baby?
I'm so blessed because it's okay. I get to keep my money in my pocket. She was working now. She was telling us the bridal shower she wanted it here, she wanted there. But I already paid my deposit for all my stuff. But it's all right. It's just money.
Okay. All right, mama.
You're going to end up right back there at that wedding.
Yes, she is.
Hello, being in a wedding is expensive.
Hello?
Y'all do. Good morning.
Morning. Tell them why you mad.
Man, so I'm mad because I was talking to the shorty for like a month.
And she went to Atlanta over the weekend and came back with some terrible news.
What's that?
Herpes?
Nah. So she came back. Okay, so I'm Dominican and Eritrean, right? So I'm, you know, Ethiopian. And you know what I'm saying? Like, back, that's my heritage. So she's Dominican, straight up. And she came back like, you know, I need to talk to somebody that's full-blooded, and I just can't do this. It's not good for my family, this and that, and yada, yada. And I'm just sorry because I really liked her.
That's her way of saying she went to Atlanta and met a baller who got more than you,
Yeah, it sounds like she just doesn't want to be with you. It sounds like an excuse.
That don't got nothing to do with you being a Tricheon. All right, whatever. What is it? an Aquarian?
Yeah, it's East African, son.
There you go.
Now, that's exactly what, now, I think exactly what happened is they just don't want your blood, bro.
She got, you know, a baller, that, brother.
Nah, that's how it is sometimes. Like, is they want to stay in their own family.
You know what I mean? The Dominicans, you know, are pregnant by black men.
That don't mean they're family.
Deadass, like, for real, like, bro, I'm half Dominican, so I know exactly what it's like, you know what I'm saying? But it's crucial, because I got a great credit score.
Oh!
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
What's your credit score?
Man, I got a 780, proud and behold.
There you go.
Okay.
Hey, man, salute to all the Dominican women out there running through black men and then cutting them loose when they get too attached, telling them that they can't be with them because the family won't like it.
Hello, who's this?
Sucker-ass black men believe it. Should have stuck with your sisters anyway.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, tell them why you bad.
Yeah, I'm mad because I took my car to go get an oil change, man, and they didn't put no oil back in my car and send me on my way and told me it was all good. I was headed to work, and my engine locked up on me, and my car got messed up and don't want to pay for it.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, don't they usually check it? Where'd you go? You must have went to, like, a little corner spot, because they usually check it and show you the oil on the stick.
Man, they told me I was good. I paid for it. I thought everything was good. I took my car there before. Everything was all good, but on this time, they didn't do it right. I went to work, locked up on the interstate, had to coast off to the side.
No,
now you're
going to
need your new
terrible
engine, brother.
Yeah, they referred me to the insurance company. They said they ain't paying for nothing.
Lord.
Whoa. We'll never go there again.
All right, man.
Never.
You better give them a review on Yelp.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Now, let's move on. Tell them why you're blessed. If you're blessed, you had a great weekend, maybe it's your birthday, whatever it may be, call us right now. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jay.
Now, Jay, it's tell them why you're blessed, but you're mad about something. What are you mad about, Jay?
Well, I'm mad because my friend Rob just got out of a relationship, and he's been feeling so miserable. And I think that he is awesome, and I wish he was dating me instead.
Wow.
Hold on, wait a minute. So Rob is a gay guy. You're a gay guy, clearly.
Well, I'm gay. I don't know if Rob's gay or not, but, you know.
Oh, Rob was with a woman.
Yeah. He was with a girl, and she just broke his heart, you know?
So you're not, like, mad. You're, like, sexually frustrated.
Yeah.
He wants to give it a try.
Do you think he might like you? Has he ever tried to, like, you know, slide you a little tongue or anything?
No, but there was this one time when we went out dancing together, and I think that, you know, he had a lot of fun at that gay club.
Whoa.
So you want to slob on Rob's knob? You want us to call him for you?
Let's call him.
Are you sure?
Yeah, dude, I love a good hookup.
You said he's not gay. Well, so would he be upset?
Oh, he doesn't know.
Well, you know what? Jay, hold on. Jay, hold on. Well, let's take Jay's number and let's call him later.
I'm with it.
But we still got to do, tell him why you blessed. We still got rumors. So you hold on the line. We'll get your number and we'll call you back. You'll be available in the next 30 minutes?
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
All right, Gay Jay.
He says thank you now. We'll see what happens.
Hold on, all right?
All right.
Hello, who's
this?
At least
make 30?
Hey, it's Toya.
Hey, Toya, tell him why you blessed.
I'm blessed because of a person, actually. You know, sometimes you just have one of those people that come in your life and they seem like to be a good influence on your situation and everything you have going on. And I think I just had one of those experiences.
Oh, who was it?
Who came into your life?
It's actually an ex. We couldn't really have a situation previously because I was in another situation. But now everything's good to go. Seems like things are going well.
So hold on. How was he your ex, but you was previously in another situation? You was cheating?
Well, yeah. It's kind of hard to explain.
You was cheating? What you mean? Ain't nothing hard to explain about that.
Okay. But everything's good now. We're both older. That was like 7 years ago, actually. So things have changed. People are in better situations. Mentalities have, develop. So I think this is a good route.
Well, you're going to lose him the way you got him, boo. I'm tell you that right now.
Listen, I actually don't have no expectations further than a friendship.
There
like
you
I
go.
Said, he's just good to help me with my business, to get my mind together. So that's all I'm looking for.
A couple of orgasms every once in a while.
Yeah, it'll be another girl calling up here next year saying salute to him. You know, because she couldn't be with him because of a previous relationship he was in.
But it's something like you blessed. It's not about you, Charlamagne.
I'm just letting her know that it's going back.
Oh, my goodness. Well, have a great morning, all right, and a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Tell him why you blessed. 800-585-1051. If you blessed, you can give us a call. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we'll talk about what happened with Fetty Wap. Apparently, they're trying to say that he was robbed early Sunday morning. In New Jersey, actually.
Mm-hmm. I heard that in the street. I don't know if that was true or not.
All right, well, we'll tell you what the rumor is. Also, Remy Ma, she wants you to know, y'all better leave her alone. Don't forget the rules.
Okay. All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee. On The Breakfast Club.
Well, Fetty Wap, I saw over the weekend, he got a new tattoo, King Zoo, on his neck. But in addition to that, they are reporting that there was a shooting early Sunday morning and Fetty Wap was somehow involved in a dispute that turned into a shooting. Now, this is what happened. They're saying that Fetty Wap and several of his friends were involved, and that this happened about 5:10 a.m. They said a 34-year-old man was found at the scene with a gunshot wound in his leg, and a 37-year-old man was located several blocks away with a gunshot wound to his torso. They are saying that Fetty Wap and his friends were not suspects in the shooting or in a robbery that reportedly happened during that same incident. He was not injured during the shooting, according to this report as well. They have not released the conditions of any of the victims, and there have been no arrests as of last night so far. So we don't know exactly what has happened yet, but we do know that there's a chain involved. Now, Fetty Wap's chain has been seen pictured on several different people. One person put up a picture on Instagram and said, just to set the record straight, I personally didn't take Fetty Wap's chain. I'm not responsible for no one else's action but my own. I don't have a personal problem with Fetty Wap. He's just a good kid in the way. How he got his chain taken, I don't know. And I don't care. That's none of my business. Did I take a picture with it? Yes. The whole down the hill got a picture with it on. Now enjoy the rest of y'all night.
This happened in Fetty's hood, too, of Paterson, New Jersey.
Yes, in Paterson, New Jersey.
I don't know why all them brothers just can't come together and figure out a solution to the situation. Because 9 times out of 10, they're probably just jealous and envious of Fetty Wap and upset because Fetty Wap didn't put somebody on.
It might be some monetary reasons as well.
All right, well, I was looking at Fetty's tweets just to see what kind of state of mind he's in. He was saying, happiness can be found in the darkest of times if one only remembers to turn on the light. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Overthinking leads to negative thoughts.
By the way, hood people.
Hood people.
Don't kill the person who can possibly make a way for the rest of the hood.
Yeah.
Don't harm the person that can possibly make a way for the rest of the hood. That's cutting your nose off despite your face. I never understood that.
All right, now let's discuss Remy Ma. She is not happy with people not knowing the rules of going to her page on Instagram. You do not leave negative comments. Here's what she posted.
You can't comment what you want on my page. I'ma f***ing block you. I might even take up the time to f*** personally at you and violate you. I'm going to go on a blocking spree. I'm taking it so far. I'm not just blocking the motherfuckers that wrote the comment that I don't like. I'm blocking the motherfuckers that like the comment. Cum breath, scrotum face.
Yeesh.
Drop on the clues bombs for Remy Ma, damn it.
Remy's crazy.
She's so eloquent with her words.
But I do the same. I block everybody, too.
By the way, it was this podcast that Remy was on, and they asked her about Foxy Brown, and Remy responded, no comment in sign language. Drop one of Clues Bombs for everybody. That moment should have gotten more attention. Somebody please send me that so I can post it on my Instagram. That was amazing.
Goodness gracious, Remy.
All right, and Tupac, he's going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame next month. And they're saying that Snoop Dogg is going to be leading everything, and Dr. Dre might be joining in as well. So that would be a huge deal if all of that can happen. They said there's going to be a performance. They're going to do a mix of at least 3 songs performed by Snoop, Dre, and company. And California Love is definitely one of those songs. That's going to happen April 7th.
What the hell happened to the Tupac movie?
It's still coming out.
It is?
I think they just gave it a release date.
Yeah, they gave
it a release date.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that what it was, they were waiting for distribution. Now they got their distribution, so now they can go ahead and start the whole marketing campaign and all of that.
I want to see that.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Drake, Fake Love.
This is The Breakfast Club featuring Drake.
Yeah.
Because every other song we play is a Drake record song with featuring
By the way,
Drake
just had his seventh number one album.
Congrats to him.
Drop on the clues bomb for Aubrey Graham.
Well, let's get in some front page news now. NCAA. Now, shout out to Charlamagne Cox.
Drop on the clues bomb for the South Carolina Gamecocks, damn it.
And they beat Florida this week, and they're going to play Gonzaga on Saturday, and North Carolina will play Oregon.
First Final Four ever. And salute to the Lady South Carolina Gamecocks. The Lady South Carolina Gamecocks been balling for a while. The men just started catching up, but the South Carolina Lady Gamecocks are in the Elite Eight. They play tonight.
Okay. All right, now let's talk about Trump.
All right, well, Donald Trump, as I'm sure you all saw over the weekend, he had a very huge setback when they pulled legislation to overhaul the U.S. healthcare system. You know, he had vowed to get rid of Obamacare. That was one of the first things that he wanted to do when he got into office,
right,
is repeal that. And didn't work out for him. Here's what he had to say. And by the way, just be prepared because he does contradict himself a lot, because he was saying that he didn't think this was going to happen right away. He still feels like it can happen, but there was no rush, so on and so forth. Here's what he said.
I never said repeal and replace Obamacare. You've all heard my speeches. I never said repeal it and replace it within 64 days.
We will be able to immediately repeal and replace Obamacare. Have to do it, because Obamacare has to be replaced. And we will do it, and we will do it very, very quickly.
My first day in office, I'm going to ask Congress to put a bill on my desk getting rid of this disastrous law, and it's going to be so easy.
I'm going to be honest with
y'all. Not as easy as you thought.
I'm going to be honest. I think Donald Trump is in the white people's version of the sunken place. I think he's under hypnosis. I think he's a puppet. I think that they put him under hypnosis, let him go out there and say things. And I really don't believe he remembers saying what he said.
I just don't understand why you would think a bill would be good that is going to take away insurance from millions of people and cost more money and leave. Like, I don't understand what is beneficial about that to anybody.
He's doing the bidding of other evil people.
I
people
can't
that are
that,
way
man.
More richer and eviler than him. He's a puppet too. They're all puppets.
Well, Donald Trump did find the bright side of things. He said perhaps the best thing that could happen is exactly what happened today, because we'll end up with a truly great health care bill in the future after this mess known as Obamacare explodes.
Donald Trump has no idea what's going on. I'm telling you, he's in the white people's version of the sunken place. I'm telling you, man.
Well,
somebody's gonna play him that audio and he'll be like, I did say that.
Let's talk about United Airlines.
Right now, a woman had tweeted out about seeing a United gate agent refusing to allow girls in leggings to board a flight from Denver to Minneapolis. She said spandex is not allowed. And United responded. They said they have the right to refuse passengers who are not properly clothed. The problem is that people were upset because everybody wears leggings. Everybody wears this athletic gear when they get on the flights. Turns out, after some time passed, some insiders did confirm what really happened. And it said the passengers this morning were United pass riders who were not in compliance with our dress code policy for company benefit travel. So because they were getting on with the pass from an employee, they had to dress in a certain way and they were not up to those standards. So
you can tell who ain't never had a buddy pass, huh?
Right.
So
if you've ever had a buddy pass, the person that gave you that buddy pass who works for the airline is going to tell you specifically to dress appropriately, and it's going to tell you not to be rude to the people because their job is on the line.
Yeah, men had to wear blazers back in the day. If you got a buddy pass, you had to wear a blazer.
Absolutely, and pull your pants up.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing. Like, anybody, whenever somebody would loan you their buddy pass and let you use their buddy pass, that's what they would tell you. Dress appropriately.
Even back in the day, I think to fly first class, you had to dress a certain way, too. Now you could wear anything.
Yeah, now you can wear anything.
But back in the day, I think you had to be dressed in a certain manner to be in first class.
Now, if you want to argue that why do they consider leggings inappropriate, that's different. Because every time I'm at the airport, that's all I see women in is
leggings. That's absolutely right. I know that's what I wear every time I fly. It's the most comfortable thing.
Just like as a man, I wear sweatpants. The reason I wear sweatpants is because you don't want to wear no fitting pants on a plane, long flights, your testicles freeze up on you. Blood circulation stops
every day.
And it's easy to get through security with sweatpants.
Absolutely. And when you want to relax and rest on the plane, take your shoes off.
That's right.
Leggings for women, sweatpants for men. Some men wear leggings.
Right. Some women wear sweatpants.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, earlier during Tell Them Why You Mad,
uh-oh,
we had a guy named Jay that called. And this is what happened when he called earlier.
This is Jay.
Now, Jay, it's Tell Him Why You Blessed, but you're mad about something. What are you mad about, Jay?
Well, I'm mad because my friend Rob just got out of a relationship, and he's been feeling so miserable. And I think that he is awesome, and I wish he was dating me instead.
Wow.
Wait a minute. So Rob is a gay guy. You're a gay guy, clearly.
Well, I'm gay. I don't know if Rob's gay or not, but, you know.
Oh, Rob was with a woman.
Yeah. He was with a girl, and she just broke his heart, you know?
So you're not, like, mad. You're, like, sexually frustrated.
Yeah.
He wants to give it a try.
Do you think he might like you? Has he ever tried to, like, you know, slide you a little tongue or anything?
No, but there was this one time when we went out dancing together, and I think that, you know, he had a lot of fun at that gay club.
Whoa. So you want to slob on Rob's knob? You want us to call him for you?
Yeah, let's call him.
Are you sure?
That's cute. I love a good hookup.
You said he's not gay. Well, so would he be upset?
Oh, he doesn't know.
Well, you know what? Jay, hold on. Well, let's take Jay's number and let's call him later.
I'm with it.
So we still got to do, tell him why you blessed. We still got rumors. Right, so you hold on the line. We'll get your number. Stop it. Now, that call happened earlier this morning during Tell Him Why You're Mad. So now, when we come back, we're going to get Jay back on the phone.
We really going to call these people?
Yes. We're going
to
get Jay back on the phone. And we're going
like
to call,
hook it up.
We're going to let him call Rob live on air.
I was selling him a dream. I didn't really plan to call.
I thought that was a great idea when we said call. I mean, it might work out well or it might be all bad. So we'll do that when we come back. Let's have some fun with it. It's Monday. Let's have some fun.
You call somebody early in the morning that you don't know if they possibly gay or not and try to hook them up with another
guy. I love it.
Don't that sound good?
You got to shoot your shot.
Sounds like amazing radio.
Here we go. Hold on to your butts.
Hey, hold on to your butts.
We'll call them when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Gucci Mane, Bo featuring Drake. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us earlier, Darren, tell him why you're mad. We had a caller. His name was Jay, and this is what Jay said.
Well, I'm mad because my friend Rob just got out of a relationship, and he's been feeling so miserable. And I think that he is awesome, and I wish he was dating me instead.
Wow.
Oh, wait a minute. So Rob is a gay guy. You're a gay guy, clearly.
Well, I'm gay. I don't know if Rob's gay or not, but, you know.
Oh, Rob was with a woman.
Yeah. He was with a girl, and she just broke his heart, you know?
So you're not, like, mad. You're, like, sexually frustrated.
Yeah.
He wants to give it a try.
Do you think
he might like you? Has he ever tried to, like, you know, slide you a little tongue or anything?
No, but there was this one time when we went out dancing together, and I think that, you know, he had a lot of fun at that gay club.
Whoa.
So you want to slob on Rob's knob. You want us to call him for you?
Yeah, let's call him.
Are you sure?
That's cute. I love a good hookup.
You said he's not gay. Well, so would he be upset?
Oh, he doesn't know.
Well, you know what? Jay, hold on. So now we have Jay on the line. What's up, Jay?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Ho-ho. I can hear the gay in your voice this morning, Jay.
Yes, that is right.
You have no choice but to be openly gay when you have a voice like yours.
Now stop it. now tell us what's going on, Jay.
Okay, so me and my friend Rob, like, you know, we go way back. We've been, you know, friends for a few years now. And he just went through this really bad relationship.
With a girl or a guy?
It was with a girl. And, you know, he just broke up. And I think that he's been really having a tough time. And, you know, the thing of it is that I really think that I'm the one for him. Like,
oh,
I think that this is the perfect time.
Does he like men?
I don't know.
So how can you think you're the one for him if you don't even know if he likes penis?
He's giving him a feeling.
Well, yeah, you know, because, like, I just feel like whenever we talk, like, we relate so well and stuff. And, you know, I don't know if he'll be into it, but, like, I really just want to try.
But this could destroy your friendship, though.
Yeah, but, like, he's just so hot, and, like, I really wanted to tell him this for a long time, and it's just, you know, I think this is, it's now or never.
All right, is there any indication that he might like you, too? Like, has he ever done anything, touched your leg?
Did he accidentally give you oral sex one day?
No. he never gave me oral sex one day. But it's like, I just feel like, I don't know, it's an intuition, you know? Like, if I had women's intuition, I would call it that, but I'm not, you know, a girl, so I...
You can still have intuition, though.
Gay guesstimation.
It's called gaydar.
Gay
guesstimation.
Exactly. My gaydar is going off, and I feel like there is a chance. There's a chance that this could work.
All right. Well, we're ready to try to help you make it work.
Well,
because
right,
we can.
Now, if it's a chance that you can get in his pants, we're going to help you.
When we come back, we're going to call him. So don't go anywhere, Jay. When we come back, we're going to call Rob. So don't go anywhere. Here's Migos with Bad and Bougie. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up. It's just All the gossip.
The rumor report.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, it had looked like Kevin Gates was getting out of jail, and then there was a setback. Turns out that he was about to be released from the Polk County Jail when they found a felony warrant. He had been serving 180 days after being convicted for kicking a 19-year-old woman during that performance that we all saw online. Now, he was finally supposed to get out on March 24th, but turns out now he has to go to Illinois to face weapons charges.
That's got
to
be the worst feeling ever.
Wow.
Like, you think you're coming home, you already prepared to have sex with your wife, eat your first meal, and then they tell you, nope, you got to come back.
Now, Drika posted on Instagram, to everyone that's rooting for Kevin right now, thank you, but please shift your thoughts, prayers, energy, etc., towards the idea of Kevin being home and enjoying his life as a free man. Do not dwell on the things that have been put out by the media. They're only... Oh, that's us. Their only goal in anything is to grab, seek attention, not necessarily to release information that is factual. Thoughts become things. Let's all be positive. Send positive energy, positive thoughts.
They only do that to mess with your mental state, too, by the way. Because they could tell you that you got other charges while you're sitting in the cell.
They could have told that a long time ago, yeah.
How do they just find out when you're getting released? Now, French Montana also posted a picture of Kevin Gates. He said, one time for my Muslim brother, me and Chinks, rest in peace, was the first dudes to do a feature with this brother before people even knew who he was. 2011, I hate watching the system and all the hate killing us and our brother and killing the people that love us.
And by the way, what's the moral of the story? The moral of the story is don't kick women in the chest.
Okay, that is a good moral.
That is a great moral of the story.
All right, here's another issue that you guys caused up here. August Alsina and Trey Songz. Now, when Trey Songz is on The Breakfast Club, by the way, his album Tremaine is out now and available.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned August Alsina. Here's what he said.
I'm going to give you tell about June before you give somebody a fade. We're going to hear about Trey putting hands on somebody.
Trey don't got to put his hands on nobody.
Yeah, I remember August was talking crazy a couple years ago, and I didn't want to fight. Like, I don't want to fight. That don't prove nothing. I'm 32 years old. What is putting? I got hands. It don't prove nothing to beat nobody up. Somebody go press charges these days.
All right. Now, for some reason, August Alsina took offense to this.
I'm glad you said some reason.
I didn't think it was really anything that he said.
I guess because at the end he said, I don't want to beat nobody up.
It don't matter. Like, I think, we'll go ahead, read what August said.
All right, so August responded when N-Words mentioned your name in an interview talking about catching fades, but you already offered several fades years ago and will still gladly be his goofy ass and then be cool later. Stretch before you reach next time and don't mention my name. Back to the real world where real problems exist.
Now, I feel like August made it worse because I feel like Trey didn't say anything disrespectful. It's not like Trey said, I want to beat August's ass.
He said he didn't want to fight.
Yeah, he said, I didn't want to fight.
He said, I got hands. I don't want to beat nobody up. Come on, man. I guess August took it like, all right, let's do this.
August and Trey, both my guys, y'all better than that.
And Trey left a bunch of laughing emojis
under August's picture,
under August's post. So I don't know what's going on. I do know that Trey Songz, I guess, was out and about because, you know, he's been in promotion mode for the new album.
Mm-hmm.
And he almost did get into something. Here's what happened.
We right here. We right here. Y'all can move. Y'all can move. I'm with every inch of this man. You talking from over there. Come on.
That's the man. I gave him till June. And I still give him till June before he actually puts his hands on somebody.
Ever since
he grew his hair out and he started rocking cornrows again, he's been back to the Trey that we know from about 03-04.
But the bad part about it is every show this is going to happen now because somebody's going to test him. Everybody's going to test him every show he does now.
They're going to get what they want.
They are.
Keep running up on them.
Listen, you can't even get to him. Just leave it alone. He's got security.
They're going to jump on you, but Trey going to jump on you too. Keep running up on them.
Should never do that.
Keep running up on them athletic R&B ass Negroes if you want to. Okay? You better off running up on one of these fat rappers who not in shape. Them old athletic R&B Negroes with abs and can hold them notes for mad long.
Not like that.
You don't want to fight them. You don't want to fight them.
All right, now, Nia Long, we told you this story last week about Nia Long allegedly being very difficult on the set of Empire. So difficult, as a matter of fact, that hair, makeup, and wardrobe actually filed a complaint against her the first time they've ever done that on Empire. Now, Nia Long's people have denied all of those claims, but now there's a source coming forward on Page Six, and this source said, every dog has their day. She does a lot of wrong to people, and now it's biting her in the butt. She has a history of giving people a hard time, especially wardrobe and makeup. And listen, wardrobe wardrobe and makeup are not the ones to piss off. Those are the folks who are there to make actors look good. Now, they talk about shooting the best man holiday. They said that she held up shooting because she insisted her character wear white when the director wanted everyone in black. She threw a huge fit and held up production for nearly an hour because she refused to wear black. She argued, my character wouldn't be wearing black to a funeral. She would wear white. They eventually gave in because they felt like it was a frivolous battle. They said she... they said she's very demanding, but it's because she's so passionate about the art. So, fortunately, some people are saying that her acting this way is because she's passionate about her characters. Other people are saying it's difficult and holds up shooting.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I feel like everybody should be humble, but I feel like it's certain people deserve that. Like, I feel like the Nia Longs and Sanaa Lathans and Gabrielle Unions of the world, get them what the hell they want. Why not? Is it just me? Like Patti LaBelle. If Patti LaBelle was acting like that, you wouldn't complain.
I mean, if it's her art and this is how she feels because she's really into the character, then I'll say give it a shot. I'm with you.
I feel like certain queens of the game should be treated as such.
Right. I don't know what really happened behind the scenes.
Like, why are we being difficult with her if she want to wear white? Let Nia alone.
I mean, it sounds crazy. White at a funeral, but I guess, you know, that's the person that she was playing.
Ask Nia Long if she
wanna... sure that all actors and directors probably clash over certain things of what they believe a character would do, where, how they would act in certain instances. Because creatively, I'm sure there are sometimes different interpretations.
And I'm sure Nia Long looks great in white. Probably like a nice old ice cream sandwich.
Mm. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
That's crazy. All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Oh, man, it hurts me to do this, man, but I got to give it to my South Carolina brethren, Kevin Garnett. But the only reason I'm giving it to Kevin Garnett is because this is an opportunity to teach.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day for Monday, March 27th goes to my South Carolina brethren, Kevin Garnett. Not a big ticket. Kevin Garnett was on his show, Area 21. I believe the show is on NBA.com. And Kevin Garnett was on there with legendary wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald. Now, Kevin Garnett is the host of this show, and I have never seen the show until now. But one of the segments on the show, they spin a wheel, and the guest has to answer the question the wheel lands on. Well, on the segment that is making its rounds online, the wheel landed on kinda like. And the kinda like segment is when you compare two things that are kinda like each other. In this case, it was name an NFL equivalent for each NBA player. I repeat, name an NFL equivalent for each NBA player. Well, since Kevin Garnett is the host of this show, when the wheel landed on this, of course, the host has to repeat it to the guests and for the audience. So Kevin Garnett had one job, and his only job was to say, name an NFL equivalent for each NBA player. Keyword equivalent. Well, Kevin Garnett said this.
See, I never know where it's going to go. Okay, here we go. Kind of like name an NFL equivalent for each NBA player.
What'd he say?
Now, I know it sounds like Kevin Garnett is having a stroke mid-sentence, but he's not. He attempted the word equivalent. Let's hear it again, please.
See, I never know where it's going to go. Okay, here we go. Kind of like naming NFL equivalent for each NBA player.
You know what he meant.
I have no idea what happened.
I would not have known.
Actually,
he meant.
I did not know what he meant. Mm. Okay? Just play what the word that he's trying to say by itself.
Equivalent.
Oh, I know what he meant.
It's supposed to be equivalent. Play it again.
Equivalent.
Play it one more time. Now play the whole thing. Play the whole thing one time. Play the whole thing.
See, I never know where it's going to go. Okay, here we go. Kind of like naming NFL equivalent for each NBA player.
Now, to be fair, like me, Kevin Garnett went through the South Carolina public school system. Okay, pronouncing words isn't necessarily all of our strong point. But the difference between me and KG is if I don't know how to pronounce a word, I don't pretend to. Okay, I have no problem asking for assistance, asking someone to pronounce it for me. Or if I get to the word, I have no, you know, I don't care if it's live TV. I will say, what is that word? And let one of the producers or the co-host tell me what the hell is going on, okay? In my upcoming first book, Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It, one of my principles is give everyone the credit they deserve for being stupid, including yourself. That chapter is all about how you should never stop learning, and how the know-it-all knows nothing, and you're not dumb for what you don't know. It's what you're not willing to learn that's the problem. See, in life, the dumbest question is the one not asked. All you had to do, Kevin, was ask how to pronounce that word equivalent. Play it again.
See, I never know where it's going to go. Okay, here we go. Kind of like naming NFL credits each NBA player.
Nobody was going to judge you, my brother.
Or change the word to say that's equal to.
Listen, Kevin Garnett made over $328 million in just the NBA alone. We understand if you didn't learn how to pronounce words along the way. It's okay. Now, for the kids out there listening, you know, let Uncle Charlotte show you the proper way of how to handle a situation like this, okay? This is some never-heard, behind-the-scenes audio of The Breakfast Club, and this is DJ Envy trying to pronounce the word solidarity. Let's hear it.
A day of solidarity? Solidarity? Say the word. Say it again. Solidarity. That sounds so crazy. A day of solidarity. Solidarity.
Solidarity.
Solid, so it's like 2 D's.
Solidarity.
A day of solidarity. Positivity.
But stop saying darity. Darity.
A day of solidarity.
There you go. That's right.
A day of unity.
A day of unity.
There you go. That's now, it. Change the word.
By the way, drop one of Clues Bombs for DJ Envy because Envy asked how to pronounce it. He attempted to say it numerous times.
Who taped that?
And when he realized his mouth and his brain weren't on the same page, he just used another word.
I'm going to human resources.
My guy, Kevin Garnett, should have done the same exact thing. And since he didn't, my South Carolina brethren, Kevin Garnett, has to get the smooth sounds of the Hamiltones this morning.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
I'm telling you, give people the credit they deserve for being stupid, including yourself. I have a whole chapter on it in my first book coming out April 18th. Black Privilege Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. You can pre-order now.
Okay, I mean solidarity.
Unity. I don't know who taped me. But I'm going to human resources after this.
Why?
Because you can't just take me and place stuff behind the scenes.
Envy, you were trying to read something.
No, listen, but I asked.
It's recording.
If I can do it to Floyd Mayweather and not face any repercussions, I can do it to you and not face any repercussions.
I work here. All right. All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. Thank you for that dog of the day, ass. 800-585-1051. What's one word, a word that you can't pronounce?
Oh, I have several. anything with an ST, it's just not happening for me. Straight, street. Strong, scripper, scrap on, scroll.
Strawberry.
It's not happening. Strawberry.
800-585.
It's just not happening.
1051. What's a word you just can't pronounce?
I've been to speech therapy and everything, but it's just not happening.
I can't pronounce Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
But you go there all the time.
That's why I just say Boston.
Just say Boston for the whole
But there's other places in Massachusetts.
It don't matter. Massachusetts. I'm with you. Oh, Cambridge. You can say Cambridge. Boston is all
Cambridge,
you know.
Cambridge, yeah, Boston.
Yeah.
Massachusetts.
You can say Mass.
Don't sound the same.
For me, it's just words with ST. That's it. That's it.
Just can't say it. All right.
It ain't happening for me.
800-585-1051. What's a word you just can't pronounce? No matter what you do, you just can't. Call us now.
Scrap on.
What?
Scrotum.
Scrap on.
Why would you say that?
Strawberry. Who you
fighting? All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Come on.
See, I never know where it's going to go. Okay. Here we go. Kind of like naming NFL credits each NBA player.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
I really love our listeners. I will argue and debate that Breakfast Club AM has the best listeners of any radio show ever in the history of life. What's the question today?
What's one word you just can't pronounce?
Yes, and it comes out of the Kevin Garnett's being on his show Area 21. Play that real quick, M-Eazy.
I never know where it's going to go. Okay, here we go. Kind of like naming NFL credits each NBA player.
Mm-hmm. Now, at Really Ramona sounds like Kevin Garnett was doing the Missy challenge on Snapchat.
Oh, you know, backwards.
Yeah.
Play it backwards.
Flip it in reverse.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Hey, what's your name?
My name's Tanika. I'm calling out of Charlotte.
Hey, Tanika, one word you just can't pronounce, mama?
I cannot pronounce Minneapolis, and it's still wrong.
Minneapolis.
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 I add a whole nother N-E-A. I just say Minneapolis.
I'm going to be honest with you. You don't have to pronounce that. All you have to do is say where Prince is from. Everybody know what you're talking about.
Right, that part.
Hey, you know the crazy thing?
Minneapolis.
But we can say Lake Minnetonka because we all saw Purple Rain. If you're of a certain age and you know how to pronounce Minnetonka, but can't say Minneapolis.
Hello,
you said
who's
it
this?
Wrong just now.
Hey, what's happening?
What's one word you can't pronounce?
Hey, the what residency? What doctors go to after
Residency? After
residency.
You don't know how to say residency?
Yeah, residency. Man,
you know why? You know why? Cause you so busy smoking blunts that you be stinking residue. So you be like residency.
Residency. Thank you, man.
Nah, that's that Louisiana school system, baby.
Thickum's Cheeks on Twitter just hit me and you. Yeah, says she can't pronounce specific.
Okay, some people say Pacific.
Pacific.
Pacific Ocean.
No, specifically.
No, but
specific.
What if I'm saying I want to go to a specific ocean? Meaning Atlantic, Pacific.
Yo, sir.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Sean. My word that I cannot pronounce is brewery.
Brewery. That's a hard one.
That
brewery.
Is a tough one. Brewery.
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 Because it sounds like it's more syllables in it than necessary. Brewery.
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 All right, thank you.
Brewery.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Stacy McMillan from Poughkeepsie, New York, upstate.
What's up, bro?
I can't pronounce that Worcestershire sauce. That Worcestershire.
Oh, yeah, you're right on that one. I know you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
Worcestershire yeah. sauce.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Worcestershire. It's not Worcestershire.
Is it Worcestershire?
It's Worcestershire.
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about, brother. Yeah, it don't matter if you can pronounce it if I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I can't pronounce that either.
And go on food. Pass that Worcestershire sauce.
That Worcestershire. You know what I can't pronounce? What's that girl that sings? Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh, Nicole Scherzinger.
That ain't happening for her.
Yeah, Nicole Scherzinger.
That's why she ain't never blow up.
Nicole Scherzinger.
Nobody got time for that.
I can't pronounce her name.
Ain't nobody got time for Nicole Scherzinger.
You know what else you can't pronounce where your dad is from?
Dominica.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah, there you go.
I got it.
It took you a while.
800-585-1051. We're just asking, what's a word you just can't pronounce? Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Big Sean with Bounce Back. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave Kevin Garnett Donkey of the Day because he had a little problem pronouncing his words. Check it out.
So I never know where it's going to go. Okay, here we go. Kind of like naming NFL credits each NBA player.
Now, by the way, just to be fair, like I said in Donkey today, me and Kevin Garnett both went through the South Carolina public school system. It's a lot of words I can't pronounce. Y'all know I can't say straight, street, strong, scripper, scrap on, scrotum. But the difference between me and Kevin Garnett is if I don't know how to pronounce a word, I don't pretend to. I just ask how to pronounce it, or I will change the word.
I'll ask as well, and I actually got a stray bullet this morning. I didn't even know somebody was taping me behind the scenes that I didn't know was taping me. And this is,
but Evan, you were trying to record out. Something.
A day of solidarity. Solidarity. Say the word. Say it again. Solidarity. That sounds so crazy. A day of solidarity. Solidarity.
Solidarity.
Solid, so it's like 2 D's.
Solidarity.
A day of solidarity. Positivity.
Wait, stop saying darity. Darity.
A day of solidarity.
There you go. That's right.
A day of unity.
A day of unity. Solidarity. Did I say it right now?
Yeah, pretty
all right.
good.
I've been practicing all morning.
By the way, John Shaft just reminded me, too, that all my words that end in TH always sound like F. So I say month, month.
Right.
Mouth, mouth.
Month's corner.
No, I don't say monk's corner. But month, mouth. He's right.
Now, is there any words you can't pronounce?
I'm sure. I can't think of them off the top of my head, but there's definitely words I can't pronounce.
Hello, who's this?
Derek from Jersey.
Hey, Derek, what's the words you can't pronounce, bro?
Ambulance. I just say rescue squad.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing ambulance right either. Ambulance.
Sometimes, like, I say things like radiator, but radiator. I don't know if that's right.
Is it a radiator?
I pronounce things differently sometimes.
Oh.
I think it might be an accent, though.
What accent?
My own.
Hello?
Hey, good morning, Breakfast Club. How y'all doing? It's Token.
Hey, what's up, bro? What's a word that you can't pronounce?
All right, I gotta say it real slow because I can't say it in real time, but it's consequences.
You don't know how to say consequences? The reason I know how to say consequences is because I've been getting in trouble all my life, so people have always told me it's going to be consequences and repercussions to your actions.
Also because y'all say consequence wants to come up here.
Yeah, rapper, consequence. That's how I know.
But Charlamagne, I'm surprised you can say it. That big tongue getting in your way of a lot of words.
Ooh.
That is a fact. Okay. No, he's absolutely right. I got a big tongue. I'm lish tongue.
All
right. This is true.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kayla from Brunswick, Georgia.
Hey, Georgia. All right, Kayla.
Georgia. My bad. I'm eating an airhead.
How old are you, Kayla?
Airhead at this hour?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay.
What's the word you can't pronounce?
I can't say testosterone.
Testosterone.
Testosterone. Mm-hmm.
Why, you going through a transition?
No.
What? What's the
problem? I'm not taking hormone pills, I promise.
Okay.
So fortunately, you don't have to use that word too much.
No, I don't. Thank God.
Let me hear you say it again.
Testosterone. That sounds like the next city to get an NFL franchise. Testosterone, Mississippi.
Hello, who's this?
Y'all, this is Carlton.
Carlton, what's one word you can't pronounce?
Familiarity.
I'm with you on that one. Familiarity.
Familiarity.
Say familiar, bro.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
You know what else I can't pronounce, even though I'm from one?
But
a rural area.
Rural.
I'm from Monk's Corner, South Carolina, which is a rural area, and I can't pronounce rural.
Hello, who's this?
Rural.
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Yvette.
Hey, Yvette.
What's a word you can't pronounce?
Oh, my gosh. I love y'all, Breakfast Club. Okay, my word is I can't even say it.
I'm with you. Peripheral.
I can't say that either.
I say it with an F.
Yeah, me too.
Peripheral vision.
Peripheral.
Just say side eye. I see you with my side eye.
Now, is it February or February?
It's February.
February.
February. It's Black History Month.
Black History Month. That's what I call it.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Let's go one more. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Oh, hello is the word you can't pronounce?
No. Sausage.
Sausage?
Sausage.
Oh, you from Charleston, any?
I'm from Monk's
Corner. I already know. That 843, that's that Geechee. Let me get a sausage, boy. I want bacon, egg, and cheese, some turkey sausage.
Hey, now.
Let me get some sausage, bro.
Huh?
I'm
about to pull up the Bojangles. Now give me a sausage.
Man, go on. Go to Bojangles right now, man. Give me a chicken biscuit with egg and cheese, man.
What is going on?
I don't know what just happened.
I don't know either.
I can pull up a white bill and bring them to you.
Hey, you stay away from that now.
All right.
Don't you go over there.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. We're just talking words we can't pronounce. And if you're in Philly, D.C., Maryland area, I can't say young bull. Young boy.
Young bull.
You can't say it either, Charlamagne.
Young boy.
They can't say it either, because I don't know what the hell they're saying. Are they trying to say young boy or bull?
I don't know.
Young
bull. Young
bull. Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
All right, well, what's the
The moral of the story is give people the credit they deserve for being stupid, including yourself. The know-it-all knows nothing. The dumbest question is the one you don't ask, okay? Learning is a nonstop process. And by the way,
what?
That is absolutely a principle in my book. Black privilege opportunity comes to those who create it. So you can go purchase that April 18th for pre-order now.
All right, now we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we'll talk about Terrence Howard. He is speaking out about domestic violence, what he calls double standards. Also, Fetty Wap, he was somehow involved in a shooting that went down in Patterson, where he's from. We'll give you the details of what we know.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Well, Fetty Wap was involved in some type of dispute, and it turned into a shooting. Now, according to the police in Patterson, New Jersey, which, by the way, is where Fetty Wap is from, Fetty Wap and several of his friends were involved in some type of dispute in the area of Montclair Avenue and Paxton Street. They said they found a 34-year-old man at the scene with a gunshot wound to his leg and a 37-year-old man several blocks away with a gunshot wound to his torso. They are saying that Fetty Wap is not a suspect in the shooting. Neither are his friends. There was also a robbery that reportedly happened during that same incident. Now, police have not released the conditions of the victims, and there have been no arrests yet. They are still investigating. However, we do know that someone took Fetty Wap's chain. A lot of people were posting pictures with the chain on. One person posted a picture and said, just to set the record straight, I personally didn't take Fetty Wap's chain. I'm not responsible for no one else's action but my own. I don't have a personal problem with Fetty Wap. He's just a good kid in the way. How he got his chain taken, I don't know, and I don't care. That's none of my business. Did I take a picture with it? Yes. The whole downhill got a picture with it on.
Listen, young boys in the hood, listen to your Uncle Sharla. Don't rob the person who can possibly change the whole condition of the hood. Don't harm the person or kill the person who's in position to put other people from the hood on. I don't understand that logic.
Well, not only that, don't rob the person and then wear the chain.
There you go.
You know, because that's not snitching. The police just goes on Instagram and looks at you.
And then y'all get mad when you say artists don't come back to the hood, and then every time Fetty Wap in the hood, y'all try to blindside them. Stop it.
That was a good one, Blindside. That was a good one. You piece of work over there.
Very funny.
Piece of work over there.
Well, I told you I went and looked on Fetty Wap's Twitter just to see what kind of mood he's in, and he was tweeting, nothing is certain, everything is possible, overthinking leads to negative thoughts. So I'm sure he's trying to figure out what he should do next. Probably stay away from Patterson for himself.
That's messed up. All this, we still got family in Patterson. That man should be able to go to the hood if you want to.
But, you know, three people shot.
Yeah?
Your chain taken.
I mean, in a perfect world, he would be able to go, but that's not the way things
are.
Maybe
not go to the deli. They said he was at a deli. Maybe not just go to that deli.
I can't go to the deli?
At 3, 4 in the morning? Nah, I would pass.
Hungry. All right, J. Cole is getting an HBO documentary. It's called J. Cole For Your Eyes Only, a Dreamville film. There's going to be musical performances from his latest album, and it's going to address how lower-income residents live in his hometown of Fayetteville, North Carolina, in Atlanta, in Baton Rouge, in Ferguson, and in his dad's hometown of Jonesboro, Arkansas. So he's going to be also shedding light on the housing crisis, voting laws for felons, integration, and frustrations felt across the nation. So that will be on HBO Saturday, April 15th at 10 p.m.
Drop on the clues bombs for J. Cole. He's got a nice little relationship with HBO going on over there.
Yeah. And Jay-Z also has a Trayvon Martin. He's bringing Trayvon Martin's life to the screen as well. All right, so Jay-Z and the Weinstein Company won a bidding war for the rights to Suspicion Nation, the inside story of the Trayvon Martin injustice and why we continue to repeat it. That's the reporter who covered the case for NBC and also for Rest in Power, the enduring life of Trayvon Martin. We have that book, by the way. We read that book by Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin, the parents of Trayvon Martin. So there's going to be a 6-part docuseries, and there's also going to be a feature film that's based on the book by Trayvon Martin's parents.
Oh, so they're doing the same thing like how they did with the Khalif Prada.
Yes.
Sorry, I think the final one comes on this week, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe they're on 5.
It's so good. If you haven't seen it, it's now on demand, so you can go back
and
watch
it. Yeah, I've been watching it on demand.
This is PB 5 this week. Drop on the clues bombs for Hov and the Weinsteins, damn it.
Hey, that's
all right, Sanaa Lathan has answered some questions about why the media has been ignoring all of the young girls who have gone missing in D.C. Here's what she had to say.
There's been a certain type of race that gets all the attention, and now finally, thank God, because of social media, people are, you know, saying, you know what, we're all Americans, all races. There's pain that happens in every community, and we, you know, we have to look out for all of us. I hope that it makes a permanent difference. I'm going to be positive and hope that some real change is going to happen. Because of social media, it's like now we're going to be heard.
Now, why's it not beating around the bush? Why, what she mean it's a certain race that got all the attention? White people. Why people act like white people is a bad word to say? Just say white people.
Okay.
Jesus
you
Christ.
You said it.
This is a certain race that get all the attention.
All right. And Terrence Howard is speaking out about domestic violence and the double standard that goes along with it. Now, his ex-wife, Michelle Gant, has dropped an assault and emotional distress and defamation lawsuit that she filed against him back in 2015. He said, I've never been abusive to anyone in my entire life. I have loved and paid the price for love. I am the same loving being since day one. When I say that I've made mistakes, it's not regarding violence, but judgment, trusting the wrong people. So he goes on to say the double standard that has permitted abusive women to feel that they can assault a man and not reap where they have sowed is wrong. Let's start teaching our children they should end the violence. I firmly believe every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, kiss for a kiss. So it goes on, I guess, his way of saying that he has been in an abusive relationship. He said, for years, ever since these allegations have been brought against me, I've been told not to address it. I can't remain quiet. And he said, for the record, I have not changed, nor is there a reason to change. I love, and anyone that knows me knows that I only love.
What is Terrence Howard's beige ass talking about?
He's basically saying that he says a woman should never hit a man.
Okay, just say that, Terrence. Just say everybody keep their hands to themselves. What is he talking about this morning? All that fake deep Facebook posting for no damn reason.
Now, one woman tweeted him, you are so right. There are double standards. My best male friend was abused by his wife for years, physically and verbally. And Terrence Howard responded to her, as was I. So that's his way of saying
okay.
He wants justice.
I'm going to be honest, though. It is a lot of waffle-colored Negroes. A lot of our beige...
Shut up, man.
A lot of our beige brethren are in abusive relationships.
We're not being battered. That's
a lot of beige men I know are battered.
Shut up, man.
I'm be honest.
Like, I've even seen on reality shows women hitting men and doing things like that, and you can't feel like that's okay, because if a man hit a woman... That's the issue.
None
a woman shouldn't
okay.
hit a man either.
Right.
Nobody should be
okay.
putting their hands on each other, period.
Just put on a bear hug. Full Nelson. A pinch.
No, not a full Nelson. And not, no. All right, I'm Angela. How about no...
See, he's just trying to pitch me, man. Get out of here.
No physical nothing, all right? If you're in an argument or something's going on, you cannot put your hands on somebody, period.
Wow. Chris Brown said, who? Chris Brown said,
shut up, man.
Who?
Stop it!
I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Thanks, Miss Yee. All right.